It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
When we last left our heroes, they were sleeping soundly after being bored to sleep by two Girl Scouts. Little did they know that it was not two real Girl Scouts who were boring them. It was two real disguised bad guys in Dr. Floyd's arch-nemesis, Dr. Steve, and his assistant, Fidget. While our heroes were dozing, Dr. Steve and Fidget made off with one of Dr. Floyd's newest inventions, a time and space travel device. The two dastardly cretins quickly installed the device on board their spaceship and made their first jump through space and time. When Dr. Floyd, his protege, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion Chips finally wake up from their boredom-induced slumber, they quickly realize they have been bamboozled.
We've been bamboozled! My time and space travel device is gone!
Who could have done such a thing?
Chips is right. It had to have been that darn blasted Dr. Steve. I knew those were some ugly Girl Scouts.
But how did he know that you were working on a time and space travel device?
He must have read it on one of those Dr. Floyd fan websites. Who knows what no good Dr. Steve will cause with the time and space travel device?
If he's made the jump into the time and space stream, how will we ever find him?
We can use Chips!
But we're all out of Chips. I ate the last of the barbecue chips yesterday.
No, I meant Chips, our faithful robot companion. I secretly installed a space and time device position tracking device thingy in Chips. We'll be able to track Dr. Steve no matter where or when they go in space and time.
But how will we follow them through time and space when they have the time and space travel device?
Dr. Grant, you have the shortest memory in history of the planet. I told you the last episode that I built two time and space travel devices. Remember, I got a discount.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, Dr. Floyd, I forgot.
It's okay. We can't all be the world's most brilliant scientists.
Boy, for someone with such a small head, you sure do have a big ego.
Dagnabbit, Dr. Grant! I told you not to mention my small head on the radio! What? Those fiends! They've landed in November 1948 in Chicago, behind the Chicago Daily Tribune building.
1948? Chicago? I don't get it. What could they be plotting?
Eh, boy. I remember it as if it were yesterday. It was an election year, and the Chicago Daily Tribune made print history with a colossal mistake.
I still don't get it.
I'll explain on the way! Pack your toothbrush. We're on our way through space and time.
As our heroes prepare to make their first jump through time and space, let's race ahead of them and go to Chicago in the year 1948, where we find Dr. Steve and Fidget outside the Chicago Daily Tribune building.
This is the place, Fidget. Right now, these presses are printing up hundreds of papers that proudly proclaim Dewey defeats Truman. Now, as you know, Truman soundly defeated Dewey in this presidential election, and Truman held up a copy of the misprinted paper in a very famous photograph. Well, very few of these papers exist in the future because most were thrown out in the trash. What we will do is we will make sure they do not wind up in the trash, and then when we return to the future, we will sell them on eBay and we will become millionaires. Quick, Fidget, hide. Here comes a newsboy with a stack of the misprinted papers. Hold it right there.
Who are you?
It's none of your business who I am. What's important is what I want. Give me those newspapers.
But these are misprinted. In order to maintain the credibility and the dignity of the Chicago Daily Tribune, I must throw them into the trash immediately.
In order to maintain the credibility and dignity of all your teeth, you will give me those papers immediately.
Ow! Oof. Ow! Ow!
And in a flash, Dr. Steve grabbed the newspapers and headed back to his awaiting spaceship. Will Dr. Floyd and his crew be able to get to the year 1948 before Dr. Steve can make the jump back to the future? Can they stump Dr. Steve before he puts the pilfered papers up on eBay? And just what is Dr. Steve's feedback rating anyway? For the answers to these questions and more, tune in next week for the continuing radio adventures of Dr. Floyd!